Blog Talk Radio.
Hey fellas, how many of y'all know? Ain't no woman like a Southern soul woman. And you know what? I had to learn that the hard way. Ain't no woman like a Southern soul woman. Gotta find me a Southern soul woman and make that woman mine. One who'll get up early in the morning, pick my breakfast, bring it to my bed. Yeah, yeah. Go to work and work hard all day long, and come home and make sure that I'm fed. Late in the midnight hour, she put a smile on my face. Ooh-wee. When she roll over and touch me, my heart began to race. What I'm trying to say, y'all.
With them Southern soul girls, that they can cook, they can clean up, they're caring, they're compassionate, they're loving, and they're patient. Ooh-wee. What I'm trying to say, fellas, is that ain't no woman like a Southern soul woman.
Niggas like us, always rise up. You is not us, don't try us.
hit them right up, fire them up, light them up, like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep, neck pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream. We gon' ride up, we gon' slide up, niggas like us, always rise up. You was not us, don't you try us. Hit them right up, fire them up, light them up, like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep, neck pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream.
Had to let them know I was paper hungry. Stayed down on 6 toes, had to make the money. Shout out to my bros, they some paper junkie. Sending this one across the globe for those who making money.
Blow away the function on some napalm shit. Click straight convicts on some acorn shit. I'm the chef, I'ma whip it, I'ma Raekwon it. I'ma do it to the death, you should pay homage. Shit went left, so I prayed on it. Had to bounce bad like you be the great on it. Who the best, careless, you debate on it. Chase checks to the racks and the safe won't fit. Never heard word play like this. Cash checks like Chase, you can bank on this. Surfing turf, how you want a nigga lake or this? Surfing turf, how you want a nigga
lake or this?
If money grew on trees, get the rake in the bit. Had a line like that back in 08 with this shit. Swear I got a flow like I'm made for this shit. Off the showroom flow, it was made for the kids.
We gon' ride up, we gon' slide up. Niggas like us, always rise up. You is not us, don't you try us. Hit them right up, fire them up, light them up. Like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep. They pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream. We gon' ride up, we gon' slide up. Niggas like us, always rise up. You is not us, don't you try us. Hit them right up, fire them up, light them up. Like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep. They pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream.
Money back bros when you running these shows. Different level y'all when you playing with the pros. Got my team swarm, going for the gold. Mama dead and gone, but I feel it in my soul. Take a blood to the head when you feeling alone. Can't trust niggas cause they act real funny. Live for the day, die for the moment. I'ma end one shit, yeah I need a little bonus. Little mama fine, had to put the stamp on it. Never leave her options wide open. Can't blame nobody, that's how you chose. Wanna be direct, just tell me how you want. Talk for real like the same group at the 90s. Gotta make a way like an office alignment. Yeah I'm on a thousand when you play with my condoms. Everything real like I had in a bonnet. Got it? Everything we smoke is exotic. Don't flex if you don't got it. Man, look at everything we gain, gain is a profit. Yeah, you see the brand. Yeah, hell, build it with my posse. And we built the last like a Ford truck, you can't stop
us. We gon' ride up, we gon' slide up. Niggas like us, always rise up. You is not us, don't you try us. Hit them right up, fire them up, light them up. Like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep. They pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream. We gon' ride up, we gon' slide up. Niggas like us, always rise up. You is not us, don't you try us. Hit them right up, fire them up, light them up. Like we do when we roll the weed. All my niggas going up in deep. They pump blowing up the scene. Yeah, you know we so hungry for the cream.
Yo, 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 Real Talk Round Table. It's the season
What's
finale.
Happening?
What's
yes.
going on?
Season finale already.
Season finale, man. They don't even seem
this
like...
season went by fast.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We did seasons like it was, I mean, 10 episodes like it was nothing, huh?
Right.
For real.
We
need to be
knocking them out one by one, episode by episode.
Okay. So, before we get started, y'all, I think it's only right. I wish Rock was here, but his ass always late lately. I don't know what the fuck going on.
Oh,
but, Rock
he
been with me since.
He had it in business.
Yeah, he's been with me since
yeah.
the beginning, Real
yeah.
Talk Roundtable. And he been hanging in there for 4 seasons, and I just wanted to salute him. But we're going to take a shot to start the night off, guys. We are bringing an end to our 4th season.
Yes.
I would like to say, personally, I think that we had a good season, and we had some amazing guests and some amazing picks of the week. We had some just all around a good season, and I want to raise my glass and salute each and every one of you for all that you do over here on Real Talk Roundtable and Tweety Bird Central for every show. You guys are always present, and I appreciate you. So we're going to take a shot right now. So everybody got your glasses ready because y'all supposed to be ready.
Yes.
Yes. I'm ready. Okay. I actually got me a little something. I'm ready. Glasses I'm in the air, y'all. Look to us. We did that shit.
For real.
I'm ready.
Mm. Oh, man.
Mm. Both seasons. Oh, hey, so is there any way I can go back and listen to the season?
Of course. Yeah, everything's up. You can always go back and listen to every episode we've ever done. They never go away. And they all are. So this salute and shout out to us.
Yeah.
Now, y'all, I don't even know how to start this conversation off because we always end right here. And it saddens me that we end back here at a time where we're trying to get justice for another brother. And in the midst of all that, we lose another brother in the same manner almost, you know, in the hands of the cops. Okay?
Right.
So, one that are listening that may not be familiar, but I'm quite sure you've seen it by now on television or online or in your newspaper or wherever you get your news of Dante Wright. Dante Wright was killed in a traffic stop in Minnesota by a seasoned police officer of 26 years. The police officer said that they attempted to detain Dante after they discovered that he had a warrant for his arrest. And this warrant was stemming from a mishearing on a misdemeanor gun charge. Mr. Wright was facing two charges after Minneapolis police said he carried a pistol without a permit and had run away from officers last June. Katie Wright, now Katie is his mother, y'all.
Okay.
And I got a chance to see her afterthoughts of what had happened, you know, during the incident, and we're going to listen to a little bit of it. I'm just upset. I'm just mad. Okay. So Katie Wright told reporters that her son had been driving a car his family had given him 2 weeks ago and that he had called her as he was being pulled over. Okay? So I have a little bit of what his mother had to say at the press conference for ABC News, and we're going to take a listen to what the family had to say. The aunt did speak as well. So you guys hang on tight and have a listen at that.
I just want to talk a little bit about the day that I got the phone call from my son 2 days ago at 1:47 was the worst day of my life. He called and said he just got pulled over by the police. And then he said that, I said, well, why did you get pulled over? And he said, because I had air fresheners hanging in the rearview mirror. I said, okay, we'll take them down. He said he also, the police officers were asking about insurance. And I said, okay, when the police officer comes back to the window, put him on the phone and I can give him all of our insurance information. A second goes by and I hear the police officer come back up to the window and ask Dante to get out of the car. Dante asked for what? Police officer said, because you know, I'll explain to you when you get out of the car. He said, am I in trouble? He said, we'll explain all that when you step out of the car. Dante, and then they asked him to put the phone down. Dante put the phone down. I heard some scuffling. He got out of the car and I could hear the police officers and scuffling with him.
Take your time. We with you.
We love you, son.
And I never imagined this is what was going to happen. I just thought maybe he was being arrested. And then when I called back, the girl that he had in the car answered the phone, and it was on a FaceTime. And she said, she was crying and screaming, and she said that they shot him. And she pointed the phone towards the driver's seat, and my son was laying there, unresponsive.
my Lord.
That was the last time that I seen my son. That's the last time I heard from my son, and I have had no explanation since then.
We with you, Miss Katie. Yeah.
We got your
yeah,
back.
Please keep it.
Say his name!
Dante Wright!
They murdered my nephew! She killed my nephew!
Listen!
Every pistol, every taser,
mm-hmm.
it has a safety on it.
Mm-hmm.
She saw that she had to release that. I watched that video like everybody else watched that video. My nephew was 20 years old.
Tell him
20
that.
Years old. I don't care what nobody got to say about him. He was loved.
Yes,
he was ours.
That's right.
He came from us. My brother and my sister is hurt. Like I said, this is no broken home. This is no broken home. This is 23 years of love.
Tell
23.
Come
my nephew was 20. Did y'all not see my little great nephew? Did y'all not see that beautiful baby? He is fatherless.
Mm.
Not over a mistake. Over murder.
Come on.
Murder. That's murder.
Murder.
Say his name.
No, that ain't right.
Okay. She ended that statement by saying that his blood is on y'all hands. And I agree. It's just hard to hear. It's hard to watch. Yeah. It's hard to talk about. It's just, I'm a mother. My son, he's about to be 17. And it's, I can't wrap my mind around speaking with him over the phone. And then the next few minutes, he is dead. Because of a traffic stop. I don't care what his history said. He didn't show any aggression to y'all. He didn't have a weapon. So what was the cause of this murder?
Right.
And so I wanna touch on this with the guys first. Because this has to hit at a different kind of place for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine being a black man, being out late, or just even the mere thought of being pulled over by the police. I'm a black woman, and I feel this. But as a black man, I feel like you guys have it a whole lot worse than we do. And we have it bad. So I understand the place that you're coming from, but yet and still, I'm not a man. So I don't want to speak in that place on behalf of the brothers. So I want all of the men on this show to tell me your thoughts and your emotions and how you feel about what just happened in Minneapolis. And we'll start with Snipe.
All right. You know, being a black man, so, you know, when we conceive at birth, we're a target. I just want to let everybody know that. So being a black person. And it's fucking ridiculous that we got to go through traffic stops. Don't know what to do. We don't know what the fuck to do at a traffic stop no more. You see people with their hands up. And, you know, granted, this situation, I understand he had a warrant, so y'all tried to arrest him. But here's my thing. I know the law. If he runs, who gives a fuck? You have all his information. Like, you can go to his home. You had his tag. Like, they said even when he got out of the car, the protocol was walk him to the back of the car. Just walk him to the back of the car so he don't have no access. They knew this. Like, I don't understand why they don't understand this, but we do. We know this. And so, you know, I'm already hot. I'm hot. Like, I don't even want to, like, talk, like, to know. I don't know how to trust police. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that's police. I don't know to really trust them or not. You know what I'm saying? Because in that moment, I could be him. I could be a Dante Wright. I could be a George Floyd. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know. We don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we get out the car? Do we stay in? Do we just cut the car off. What do we do? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm mad. I'm mad about this whole situation because it could have been handled totally different.
Okay. All right. Let's go with, let's see, Common. What are your thoughts?
I'm here and I'm pissed off because this shit is crazy. They stopped them for the same thing. They stopped me 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I can't remember. With air freshener hanging from the mirror. What's the reason for him to get out the car? There's no reason for him to get out the car. You violating already. This shit is crazy. I'm a grown man. I'm still getting pulled over and stopped and questioned by police, especially in my town, and it makes no sense. If you're too scary to do your job, be efficient at it, then you need to quit. Go find you something else. Go be a dog catcher. Do something else. Don't be law enforcement because it takes a lot to be law enforcement. You got to have patience. You got to have an understanding of people. If you ain't got that, then why are you being a police officer? Why are you talking about you protecting the servant? Only thing you're doing is you're killing. You're killing. And it's sad. It's sad. The young brother was 20 years old. I don't know what he did with his warrant. I don't know what his charges was, but it don't matter. You stopping them for an air freshener hanging from the mirror. That's it. Who the fuck cares about that? Don't nobody care about that. That young man should be alive with his baby. But you cops, and I don't know if cops are listening, a lot of y'all are fake, wannabe people. You too scary to be a cop. All right? If you can't do the job, get off of it. Like I said, go be a dog catcher, milkman, postman, whatever. But don't be law enforcement because you're killing black people and you're killing a lot of black people and you hide behind the badge with it and you throw out these phrases, stop resisting, don't run. You're throwing out all these phrases to give people the idea that you're being attacked when you're not. You're not. You're looking for a reason to shoot somebody. Get off the job. I hate it. I never did like cops from the start. I got history with that, but we're not even going to that. But I hate cops. I hate cops. I can protect myself. I don't need you to do anything for me. Not a thing.
That's what's up.
That's my point.
Okay. Da Vinci, you on the line? What's your thoughts?
I'm here. Well, you know, I'm with bro on it, man. Like, I don't understand in the fact of what an air freshener could have even been recognized as for them to even pull him over in the first place. And, you know, with him being a young man, you know what I'm saying, as a black person, you know, we're already at a disadvantage to begin with. And, you know, from her talking, I don't know what happened from them coming back to the car and, like, what happened in between the time to even call the scuffle. Like, you know, I didn't hear her say anything about, you know, it was an exchange of words. It was an aggressive input or none of that. You know, it's like, you know, basically that was kind of at the young man. And like, you know, like you said, with the people with the badge, you know, like with all this that been going on with the George Floyd, the Breonna Taylor, even from, you know, way back with the others, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like maybe they could be looking at it from the point that, you know, they see that they basically getting away with it. You know, like, they know the consequences don't come behind it, you know. Yeah, they're going to get supervised, released, still paid. So, you know what I'm saying, that could be something that's in their heart anyway. So, you know what I'm saying, we as people, we don't know. We just can try to figure it out. But, you know, like you say, like, it basically got to stop. That's painful for a person to lose someone. You know, each and every one of us on this show now don't lose someone, and we know the feeling. But to lose someone in that manner, that's cut completely different. You know, that's hard to bear, to lose somebody on basically a home run. You know, that's pretty much what I had to say about it. You know, I don't really want to go too deep. But
right.
That's
understood. Crazy. It's crazy. Absolutely. Anton.
Well, okay, so I have two perspectives. I have a perspective as Anton Park Sr., then I have a perspective as Black Jack G21. Now, I'm going to start with the politically correct and then get into my feelings. Politically correct, we have to remember post-slavery, that's when we had police in America. Policing in itself, whatever you're policing, just do your definitions. But they were put into work from old Klansmen, paddy wagoners, different people who did not like black people to catalog and to keep black people from overthrowing, raping, and pillaging the towns once they were free. A lot of them were used to wrangle and trick people back into some type of servitude. So when you talk about police, you have a fraternal order of police. They know the history better than I do. They know more of the history. So if you graduate and you get into the fraternal order of police, yes, there's racist sections. There are manipulators. There are people to be manipulated. And then you have the black people who are either for the law, and usually they'll get a desk job. They'll get a school job. Something out of the way so they're not in the way of quote-unquote fighting crime, which really means to catalog and wrangle the black people. That's how the prison industrial complex was able to create a plan to take us straight from the preschool to prison. So with that being said, when you get pulled over, stop with all the cocky shit. I'm one of the most cocky black Americans you will find. All you got to do is do some research. Stop that, because that is a part of the play, the plan to bait you into a situation, to fire off on you, to lock you up, to get you in the system if they don't have you in the system. So the main target is young black and brown males between 13 and 21, 25 to get you cataloged, get a felony on you, get a misdemeanor, get a B&E, anything so the prison industrial complex can put more money into policing instead of things to deal with the systematic problems that were set post-slavery. We haven't never dealt with those, such as reparations, such as fair housing, such as fair opportunity in America until recently. In times. So now I'm going to speak as a black male who's been pulled over, trust me, 100 times. Every city I'm in, I'm known. I don't even have to be doing nothing wrong. I'm tall. I'm dark. They're going to clutch their purse. They're going to call the police if I raise my voice or have a debate. I can be totally right. And it instills a fear, or he's going to tear my store up, or he's going to dominate me, this or that, because we do have a stronger speech. We do have a look in our eyes. We do have a fire from the treatment here. So when the police pulls me over, it's a shame that the first thing I have to do is identify myself as somebody with position in the city, the state, and the country. And that's a shame. But as a black man, I have to do that. And the first thing I do is have my ID ready so they can see my federal stamp and know, don't fuck with me as a black man. But the whole time, I don't have one negative, a frown. I don't care if I'm upset. That was the younger me. That was the me to get pulled out the car, body slammed, drug, head banged against the bars. That was the younger me. Now I present myself with accolades and authority. Now, true, a lot of them have sour faces and frowns and be ready to go because my felonies come, my violent felonies come up. But again, what I've done post that, you have to be able to present yourself in a light to where they can't kill you. And it's a shame to say we lightweight have to coon it somewhat in that stop. But the only options they have is to let you go, arrest you, or assault, kill, or do you bad. And so with only them three options, you have the choice of how it's going to go. Your pride cannot determine your safety in making it home. If that officer does something wrong, ask him to turn on his body cam. The car should have a camera running. And if you're with somebody, like at late at night, if you're traveling, please don't be riding around here doing no dumb shit. But if you are, have somebody with you to turn on their camera as soon as and deal with it post the stop. The stop is not where you deal with any wrongs done to you, anything said to you wrong, because you are preaching to a choir that can kill you. So when you start debating and saying, hey, you doing me wrong, why are you cuffing me? Why? Let them cuff you. Let them arrest you. Now, say if you on the back road and you know this cop shouldn't stop you and he's going to kill you or do something to you. Now, you a grown man. You got discernment. But on the street where you know they taking your ass to jail, even if it's unfair, deal with that with the judge, the prosecutor, and maybe a lawsuit later on. Don't put your life on the line, the history, the future of your children, your mother to be distraught because you were murdered to prove a point and be a martyr. That's not where we win. We win politically. We win by figuring out who has the pen to change the policy and come for their ass. That's how we've gotten from Martin Luther King's day to our day. And people say much ain't changed, but it has changed. We just have to follow through. We can dismantle the police department just with policy, with making them move the money from that into mental health treatment for black women, black men, into the schools, into funding for different things that we need instead of funding the prisons and the police force. And that's where we're going to get a win. We are not going to get a win on the block. We are not going to get a win standing in front of a police station, throwing rocks, screaming, hollering at them. We have to learn to go over people's heads. So if you have a problem with a child and you're a step parent, you go to the parent. You don't go to the child. You don't debate with the child, and vice versa. So that's, we have to start incorporating our common sense and what's going on. I'm not losing my kid. I'm not, I guarantee you I'm not, because if I do, I know it's not from the way I brought him up. I know I didn't give them access to him, and somebody's going to have to pay. And I don't give a fuck who hears that. That's how I caught my last felony. Somebody came to my house to slap my child when I told him, if you come to my house, I'm going to keep your hand that you slapped my child with. He's 12, nigga. And so there has to be a reason, and there has to be an Anton Park Senior involved, but then there will always be a blackjack to back that up to say, hey, if the playing field is not fair, when I went to the policymakers, they changed the law. The law now backs us. Then you do some dumb shit. We have the right, and that's what we have to do, change the policy where it backs us. Right now, it's the same 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment from when we was first fucking free. We have to change the policy and stop them from having the right to do these type of things, because they have the right. That's why they were put into play in the first place, for the black and brown male, the freed Negro, the freed slave. And when we remember that, we'll catch up. So that's just two point angles, two people in the same body who have two different opinions on one subject. That's how we're going to win. But then again, it's not up to me. I'm one person. If we decide to burn this motherfucker down, we all got to go with what the group say. So hopefully we'll go with the policy over punishing AA.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yes. I think the guys pretty much summed up everything as far as how I feel, but I want to go somewhere else with it. I am so sick and tired. And when I mean I'm sick and tired, I'm sick and tired of these racist people always online talking about, get over it. They shouldn't have been resisting. Why y'all still talking about that? It happens to everybody. If they wouldn't resist, this wouldn't happen. I am so tired of people trying to tell us how we feel about issues that directly affect our community and not theirs. Like that's what really pisses me off, because you can't sit up here and tell us how to feel about something that you don't know anything about, something that you haven't even been through. And I think that shit is completely out of line. And so often, that's all that I see. I purposely be going, especially in my state where they have a lot to say about our people anyway. I love to read the comments just to see, you know, the type of stuff they say. And I need to stay out of it, because all it does is just piss me off. But it just shows you the true ignorance and disrespect you know what I'm saying, from these people who claim, oh, who some people may say that they don't understand. No, they just don't give a fuck. They don't have to go through it. You know what I'm saying? Like we do. But I just want to tell everybody, like, who's racist, like, stay out of that shit. Stay out of it. Like, stop telling black people how to feel about our issues. Cut it out. Cut it out, because that shit is not cool at all. And that's all I have to say about that before I get too upset.
Okay. No, right.
Get upset, Miss Knack. That's what encouraged me.
I don't like that.
Get upset.
I don't like that. I mean, that shit gets under my skin so bad because it's like the audacity of you. Who are you? Who are you to sit up here and tell us how to feel? You're not going through it. So who the fuck are you? And that to me is just so crazy. It's like a complete slap in our faces, and I just cannot stand when they do that. That really gets me going, y'all. Like, really, really does. That's just out of pocket and out of line.
This is what does it for me. What does it for me is when they try to make the victim, they try to criminalize the victim. Like, okay, we got to hear all of this shit, all of this history, whatever he did in his whole entire life.
Right.
We got to hear that.
Right.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with what happened in the
right.
moment. Damn
right.
what somebody did 5 minutes ago. Damn what he did 2 hours ago. I'm talking
right.
about what went on right,
right
then at that moment between those people. And
right.
none of the shit y'all be talking about, bringing up their past history and what they got pulled over for in June, July, whatever. Whatever they got pulled over for in June, July, it wasn't what they were pulled over for that night. And it has nothing to
right.
do with it. So I don't
right.
like how they always do that shit. Even with George Floyd. After they watched this man
mm-hmm.
be murdered in the manner he was murdered in. They tried to shine the worst light on his life and
mm-hmm.
what type of person he was and all of that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter what
right.
kind of person he
yeah.
was. Not to me. Not to me it didn't. So I don't like when they do that. That bothers
Can
me.
Can I piggyback off of you for a second
yeah.
or something else? I want to piggyback real quick. What I also don't like, since we're going talking about what we don't like, something else. The whole, he shouldn't have been resisting arrest, right? So I'm not going to sit up here and condone anybody trying to resist arrest because you already know that's what they want you to do anyway. They're going to try to do something to you whether you did something or not, but I feel like that definitely gives them even more of a reason to say, oh, well, he was resisting arrest, so that's why I did what I did. You know what I mean? But what I do want to say is that if someone is running away from somebody, if I'm running away from you, how am I posing a threat to you? So there's still
not
no justification
more.
For that anyway,
right.
and they
no.
love to use that shit. But if he running away, whether it's right or wrong, that still doesn't justify you shooting somebody at all. So that
right.
is
really
they can go
away.
Ahead and throw that shit away too.
And see, when you say resisting, I'm pretty sure the police is praying for all situation. So they know what might, you know, if a dude run away, they should know how to handle that situation. Either you're going to chase him or you're just going to let him go.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be nothing more. And y'all know the training. Like we just seen, I sat here and watched some of the George Floyd and they, you know, they break down training. I'm like, okay. So y'all know this. You know what I'm saying? So it shouldn't be no questions. Like, anything that happened to any police officer, like, that killed somebody, y'all need the book. I'm sorry. Y'all need the book just like anybody else.
Well,
for sure.
I'm
hey, guys, we got a call.
Quick. I'm going to say this
Go
real
ahead.
Quick. I'm going to tell you, the police officer's magic lines that they say so they can justify their shooting is stop resisting. Stop resisting. That's their favorite line. That's all they said. Or show your hands. Show your hands. Them the two lines they do throw at you before they kill you. Or use deadly force. I'm sorry, not kill you. Let me deadly force. That's the two lines they use. Show your hands, stop resisting. And they make sure they had that on tape. You might not see it on the camera, but it's on the tape.
just so they can justify their actions. That's what they do.
I don't care what they say out their mouth. If I don't see nobody resisting, that ain't worth a damn to me. You can say whatever you want to say, but if I'm looking at you and I see that you're not resisting, then I'm not going to go for it.
Well,
and it is what it
say,
is.
That's what we see. That's what we see. But I'm telling you what lines they use to justify their action. That's the two lines they use to justify their action. Stop resisting, show your hand, all right?
Right.
If they should use deadly force then, it's because I didn't see the hand. It looked like they had something. If they shoot you again or whatever, he's resisting. Those them lines. That's their comeback lines so they can get away with the shit that they do. That's what they do.
Yep.
I just hate cops, period, man. I don't like them. Fuck a cop.
Okay, y'all. We had a caller. We lost him. So if you're still listening, please call back in and give us your thoughts on our topic. And right now we're going to get into...
Before you do the music, can I bring on one more thing? All right.
Oh, my God.
What about this? I know. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry, boss lady. But what's about this Army Lieutenant Cameron Nazaro in Winston, Virginia? He did everything right.
He did everything right.
He pulled into a lighted area. He threw his hands out the window, and they kept saying, get out the car, get out the car. His hands are hanging out the window, and he gets pepper sprayed in his face. Then he's pulled out the car in a rough manner with probably some type of police assaulting him. He did everything right, and they still did something dirty. I hope he win his $1 million case. I hope he win his $1 million. Oh yeah, and the police chief resigned, and the fat officer he resigned too. But that's not enough.
Like what do we do? Like as black people, what do we do when we get stopped now? Because we just seen, like we said, we seen a guy do everything right. So what do we do? Don't
that's
stop.
That's the thing. That's like a crapshoot. You rolling the dice now because we don't know. We don't know. We can do everything right, and we don't know.
We do damn know. I think we know very well what the damn do. I just think we too scared to do it. We know what the damn do, because it's a point to where ain't nobody finna keep on taking that shit. Ain't nobody finna keep on being a nervous wreck every time they get pulled over. Ain't nobody finna keep on putting up with somebody walking up to your car, pulling a gun on you for no damn reason. Ain't nobody finna keep putting up with that. So everybody knows what to do. It's just a fact of the matter of when is we going to do it. Because everybody know what to do.
It's coming. All that's coming.
Everybody know what to do. All right, y'all, we're going to take a pause right here, and we got a lot of stuff on the agenda tonight. We have our guest of the night that's going to be coming in, J4K. It's going to be in the building around 9 p.m., so y'all be looking forward to him on tonight. That's our pick of the week, and we're excited to have him on the show. Okay, you guys, I'm going to play something that I want to hear tonight, and I love myself some Mally music. And I'm going to play some right now, Contradiction. You guys, hang on. Don't go nowhere.
What's good? We meet again, good friend. You see the stars come down to meet you. You look like the last time. Let a new day come and greet you. Stuck in your ways, stuck in your mind. Stuck all the time in there, out of that room, especially mine. Used to be fine, I swear I was confused. Used to be blind. That was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I'm on mine. So say hey to everybody. Yo, tell them I love them, it's good. The side of the globe. is everything like it should, man, I don't know. But for everyone that think they should go, if you say that it's over, if you say that it's over, I won't die.
So hard, but it still haunts you. All in your face, all of the time. Running from everything, run out of faith. Now you are blind. It's such a shame, it's a terrible way. Beautiful mind, that was a moment in time when I thought of you. Now I am fine, no matter what.
T-Rex of Two Factor Media, and you are tuned into Real Talk Roundtable on Tweety Bird Central.
Hey man, where y'all at? Well, I'm ready to go, you know what I'm saying? I got so much stuff on my mind, you know what I'm saying? I need to get this off right now, feel me? I got the drink, we got them J's rolled up. I know everybody got something to talk about. So let's just ride and let this scene blow off, you know? And let's go.
If you ride, come and get me.
Then come and get me, man.
Rolling up through the town, you know when it's going down. We pushing at it, pop it dead.
We pushing up,
you know,
boy.
My people got them J's rolled up.
Rolled up. On the dashboard, time moving slow. Wishing it won't fast forward, party on the go. This is set the crash course, travel through my mind. And you don't need a passport, foot up on the pedal, slightly on the gas. You can't get the picture if you stepped off in my flash. I be freaking every beat, I'm a sexual harasser. Even when you sleep, boom, boxing in your mattress. You can't really see me cause the windows dark tinted. Snatch the ribbon out the sky, now my whole team winning. If you just threw a pass, it's often overthrow. Turn my haters into workers, move the tree up out the road. You can love it or you don't, boy, this is hypnotizing. Life is what we got, even if we just surviving. Sippin' on some drink, reminiscing about the past time. Roll me a J to help me pass time. Let's ride.
If you ride, come and get me.
Then come and get me, man.
Rollin' up through the town, you know when it's going down. We pushin' at it, pop it dead.
We pushin' up,
you know,
boy.
My people got them J's rolled up.
Rolled up.
Say, we ridin' out.
We ridin', we ridin'. Out. Okay, we ridin'. I know who I am, I'm different with my approach. Wanna hang me from a tree, but I never give you the rope. Feeling so captivated by hatred, we are surrounded. My music is a very strict parent, so I'm grounded. I remember having nothing empty in the gut. This mic is first aid, I just bandaged up a cut. Better days coming, but never seems often. My people out of hand, baking beans like Boston. Like a paradise, I just run a roll. Everybody strapped, call it citizen patrol. Standing on the rock, straight at 6 o'clock. Hoping that you feel it, spread love to every block. Sipping on some drink, reminiscing about the past time. Roll me a J to help me pass time. Let's ride.
Riding, come and get me.
They come and get me, man.
Rolling up through the town, you know when it's going down. We pushing at it by 50.
We pushing up,
you know,
boy.
My people got them J's rolled up.
Rolled up. Come see how I earn. I tell it like it is. You can call me Howard Stern. Mama taught me how to grind. Never been a brat. If you don't understand, get to stepping like a frat. Go get your buggy. I got groceries. Come and check me out. And if you love me, keep supporting. That will help me out. I be going hard for my family like Russia. I send my heart to my daughter in Augusta. All we know is hustle. My culture ride or die. Keep a sniper in position for the vultures in the sky. Try to cruise through the pain. Got matter on my brain. I know big money coming. Now I'm looking for some change. Corruption in your mind. Destruction you will find. Be deep off in the hole with no place for you to climb. I be sipping on some drink, reminiscing about the past time. Roll me a J to help me pass time. Let's ride.
Riding, come and get me.
They come and get me, man.
Rolling up through the town. You know when it's going down. We pushing at it by 50.
We pushing up,
you know,
boy.
My people got them J's rolled up.
Rolled up.
We got a $10 cash out for the caller who calls in. Press the one button and tell us the name of our guest for tonight. All right, so you guys got the shot glasses ready?
Yes.
Everybody ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it. Mm-mm.
That's it.
Ah. Okay. Woo!
Nothing like that crown royal apple.
You know what I'm saying?
That diet coke hit so good.
Okay. All right, you guys. We are not going to wait any longer. We are going to bring our guests into the building. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Doing good.
Doing good.
We good.
That's what's up. We want to take this time to welcome you to Real Talk Roundtable. We're so excited to have you here. And I'm just going to tell you how you got here, okay? Okay. I emailed tonight on Wednesday. We had happy hour. And we were to pick our pick of the week. And our pick of the week is the artist that we find that has the most talent and has the best track submitted to our show. And we had other participants, and we just found that your music was very catchy, and you had a message in your music at such a young age. We all were feeling it, and we all grew to it. So I want to say congratulations to you and thank you so much for blessing us with the track. So that's how you got here. And we're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Now, we want you to just take a moment and tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
What's up, everybody? I go by the name J4K. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, more specifically Zone 4 over by Kemerton Road. Yeah.
Got green bar in the building.
Okay. Big blue. All right, so without further ado, normally I would start in with my questions first, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm going to give the honor to Mrs. Nat to start with the questions for J.K.
Okay, well, hello, this is J4K. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Okay, so... How old are you, may I ask? You're like 20?
I'm 21. I'm about to be 21 this Thursday.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Okay, well, happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
He can drink legal now.
So my first question is, because of your age, what are some of your musical influences that aren't specifically out right now?
That aren't out right now?
Right. Like older people who may be out of the game or you really don't hear too much music from them right now.
Well, I would probably have to say maybe Jay-Z. He definitely would be.
It's your phone speaking. You have a new message.
Okay. And why is that?
I admire Jay-Z overall as like just a person in general because of his skill, talented he was, but also because he's a businessman. You know, he knows how to make money in general, knows how to put his money in different places. He knows that music doesn't last forever all the time, so you got to make sure you keep your faith.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So my next question is, what made you decide to start doing music?
I started doing music. I started to have to grow a love for music basically by listening to it overall. And I kind of just started analyzing music a little bit, noticing what artists would do here and there. And then I was thinking to myself, but maybe I can do that too. So I started trying it out, and then I have two younger brothers. They first came to me with a song that they had made. It wasn't too good or whatever at first, but they told me to get on the song, so I put my little verse on there, and I was like, I don't know, but I just stuck with it, you know, and kept practicing, and then started seeing that I could probably do this.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. And my last question is, what is something that, let me ask it another way. If you had to describe your music, like your sound or what you want people to gain from your music, what would it be?
I kind of describe my sound. I wouldn't say I would be in mumble rap, but I kind of like, I want to make like lit music, like something you can listen to at a party, something you can kind of talk to, give you a vibe. But
right.
I got some other tracks too. You know, I'm branching out with my sound a little bit, but those not out yet. They might be coming soon. I'm gonna experiment with my sound, see where it takes me. But more than likely, I just want to stick to the lit side, kind of lit music right now.
Okay. So whenever people listen to your music, like, you want them to just, like, get turned up?
Yeah. Make some videos, you know, had a party jumping. They had the whole crowd turning up.
Okay. I know that's right. Well, I know one thing. As tired as I be, whenever I want to wake up, I'm going to turn on some of your music and get turned up, okay?
Yeah, that's right. And in play.
Well, thank you so much for answering my questions. And also, we really do appreciate you stopping by. Have a little fun with us tonight. No problem.
Thanks.
All right. Back to you, sweetie.
That's what's up. Okay. We're going to move it right along. Snipe, you up next.
All right. J4K, what's good, my boy? You know.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm glad. I'm glad you came. You know, took the time out your little schedule to even call in and be a part of what I do outside of engineering your stuff. You know, and I appreciate that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get into the question. So, do you think being a rapper nowadays is dangerous? With like we're seeing a lot of people getting killed. You know, young rappers at that is getting killed daily. And do you think it's being a rapper is being like dangerous? Is it dangerous out here?
Yeah, I definitely think being a rapper in today's age is a little dangerous. You know, I feel like a lot of these rappers, they may have targets on their back. You know, people may think, oh, this person got this type of money. Oh, they got all this jewelry. Oh, they got these flashy cars and these nice clothes and stuff. So it definitely make you a target, especially to people that, you know, people that like to hate on you, you know, and don't want to see you winning. So they want to take you out the game. They want to, you know. Yeah, it's definitely dangerous, though, being a rapper nowadays.
It is true. That's true. Mm-hmm. All right. I know in your bio you said hard work is nothing new. There's always somebody out there trying to work harder, so don't get comfortable. I want you to tell everybody, you know, on the, who's listening, what that statement really means, because it goes a long way. That's a powerful statement, you know what I'm saying?
That statement to me, it means, like, the world keeps spinning. Time doesn't wait for you, you know. You might think that you're doing so good at one thing and get so comfortable sitting there, and it's somebody that's working just as hard as you every day, but they haven't got that opportunity you got, and they're waiting for that opportunity. You know, some people, they may, if you can't, I look at it like this. Hard work beats talent when talent isn't going to work hard. So you can be the most talented person a person knows, but if you're not willing to work hard with it, it's like, how are you going to get better? Your talent is going to go away. So.
That's true. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, who talented and don't get the opportunity. Some, you know, it fades away because, you know, they're not working hard. You know, people that don't want to work, you know, it shows, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it always shows through the person, you know what I'm saying? And that's a great answer, you know what I'm saying? I can't even knock that. So. Who is your favorite old school artist?
Old school artist, let me see.
It can be anybody.
I think my favorite old school artist would probably have to be Tupac.
Okay. Why you say Tupac?
I say Tupac because I just admire, like, the skills that he had in general. The type of person he was, the way he can relay a message through his music and just speak so powerful. And just speak, it's like the way Tupac would word his music and the way that he would come off in his music, he could say anything. And it's like you're going to feel it regardless. You're going to feel where he's coming from and how he felt when he was making the song.
That's true, yeah. Can't even lie, yo. Pleasure. I'm glad, you know, you stopped by. I'm going to pass it back and keep submitting your music to me so I can keep engineering your great stuff and keep working. Don't stop. You know what I'm saying? And we like it. I thank everybody else. You know, I listen to a lot of people's music, and, you know, you gave me certain tracks, and I really identified you out the bunch. quicker than anything else. So keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Passing the back to Lady
Da Vinci, you up next.
All right. Yo, Jay, what's up, man? The Da Vinci, man. You know, I got a few questions for you that I'd like to ask. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start on my first, which is if you ever had the chance to work with any rapper, old or new, who would it be?
I would say I would probably do Drake.
You do Drake? So what make you choose Drake?
I feel like when it comes to Drake, Drake got the Midas touch with music. Like, any rapper that Drake works with, I ain't gonna say they're guaranteed to be successful, but he's guaranteed to put you in, like, that spotlight to show off your talent and show off, you know, if you're really prepared and if you're really ready to do what you say you want to do.
Okay. That's definitely a fact. So I'm going to you with my second question. What was literally your motivation for you to start rapping? Like, what gave you that push to just be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna go ahead and get to it.
It was the motivation that gave me, that made me start rapping was, I think it was back in late 2017, early 2018. Me, my brother, and one of our friends, we had got in a car accident. And the next morning, you know, my brother came to me and he told me that, you know, God spoke to him. He told him that we need to make a song about life story, our life story. That was one of my first songs. And he told us that we need to make a song about life stories. So that kind of influenced me to like, okay, let's make a song about this song. And then when we heard it, we played it for a few of our close friends. And they was telling us that, you know, the music, it was good. Like, we should keep going with it. We should keep practicing. And I think that's what really motivated me, just getting that positive feedback from a situation and a time where it was kind of at a low point for myself. And that motivated me to, like, start rapping and keep going with it.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely like what you said, too, bro. Like you said, you know, Jay-Z is one of the rappers that you look up to because he just don't lay on the fact of music might not be around for good. So, you know what I'm saying? What you saying that, like, you know, like, what some other things you plan on touching into, like besides the industry?
Right now, I'm in school, too. I go to Georgia State. So.
Okay, thanks.
I do a little bit of stuff with that, too. I'm majoring in media entrepreneurship, but I want to learn, like, not just the rapping side, but I go to school to try to learn the business side and how to be an entrepreneur, you know, how to maneuver in the world in general, just with just stuff to music, but with anything, like, it's all about, you know, that's how the world works. Like, can a person get another person to buy this product? This and the third, you know, word of mouth, networking, marketing. So I just wanted to go to school and learn how to do all of that.
Okay, definitely. Like, you know what I'm saying, man, for what I'm hearing from you and what we all hearing from you right now, man, like, you know, with you being, you know, being a young man, you know, I'm young myself, you know, but, like, you know what I'm saying, this is what our culture needs. We need motivational people to, you know what I'm saying, to help to get a younger generation that pushing, you know what I'm saying, with the thing that you got going on, going to school, hard working, like, you know what I'm saying, like, we need that right now, you know what I'm saying, we definitely need that, bro, so, you know what I'm saying, like, this, you know what I'm saying, you know, from me to you, bro, just keep doing what you're doing, man, and keep that energy going, you know what I'm saying, keep spreading that, you know what I'm saying, keep that going.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man, we appreciate that. Tweet it with that. Tweet on pass it back to you.
That's what's up. Okay, Carmen.
Yes. Well, I don't have a question. I just want to make a statement. I read your bio, and from what I'm hearing you tonight, you sound like you're a positive young man. You know, you got plans that you're making already. Hopefully you'll follow your plan and don't get swayed to the side by anybody.
You got to stay focused, keep on grinding, and keep doing your thing. Because the music that we played that night, I'm old school, so you had me up in my room in here, two-stepping with my drink in my hand. So you good. Just stay focused and positive. And sometimes you might have to leave some friends behind, but you can always come back and get them after you do what you need to do for yourself. So stay focused, keep grinding, and do your thing, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you.
Oh.
That's what's up.
Yo, dude, also, throw Biggie up in there, too, because Tupac and Biggie, they were like brothers at the start. So Biggie's cool, too, man. That's because I'm from the New York area, so you got to throw Biggie up in there. I'm tired of everybody coming on and leaving Biggie out of this.
Well, apparently, Biggie ain't make the cut. Apparently, he didn't make the cut. Okay.
Cool, though. He made the cut. He made the cut.
He ain't topping Tupac, period. Okay. That's the end of that. Okay. Now, to my questions. What is the one thing that you love to do? Because everybody has a thing. When they go to the studio, because I have a thing, everybody that do music got a thing. What is your thing that you have to do when you go to the studio?
I'm gonna say one thing I have to do, whether I go to the studio or before I go, I gotta get some food. Like, I gotta make sure I'm not hungry. If I'm not hungry, I cannot make a song without no food in my belly. Like, I just can't.
That's right.
Okay, and I want to ask you, how did you come up with the concept for the song Show My?
The producer that had made the beat, you know, he sent me a couple beats or whatever, and I was searching through my emails and looking at the beat, and then I had found that beat, and I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, like, you know, I'm really messing with this. And the beat was originally called Blowout when he sent it to me. So I thought about some things, and I kind of listened to the beat, and I was like, man, I can really show out to this song. But that's when I came up with the lyrics, and then I started going along, then moving a little more forward. And that's when I stuck with the term show out. Just kept going with it.
This is a hot track. I am excited about the track. And we're going to get into it right now, you guys. We're going to do that right now. We're going to get to it this first, and then we'll come back and chat it up a little bit more. Okay. J4K, you guys, show out. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Chopper gonna beat like a light with the man.
Gonna do this too, Kurt.
Busted the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm slutting your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringing some more out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Color the plug, you know I need more ounce. Spit a little rest when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the fucking young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out. Show out, fuck with me, I got the shit for the low. I got the price, they gon' say it's a go. Don't got a bed, we can fuck on the floor. I'ma just show out, she begging for more. Pull out them beaters if you think I'm weak. Go get the Mac and we join the suite. Feel like a fraud, then you could come leave. Update my drip and it never come cheap. These niggas flexing, that bro need to stop it. I take a pick, it look hot, I'ma drop it. I'ma show out when it comes to that walking. Bitch on my dick, yeah, I know she be stalking. How you go wrong when these bullets be hawking? I'm tryna fuck on this hoe and he blocking. I got the glizzy, they see that I'm rocking. Beat his ass up, leave my gun in my pocket. Don't wanna tempt me, they know I might do it. Hear what I say, am I threatening, I'm fluent. This shit gone easy, I know what I'm doing. Ain't about money, then what you pursuing? Don't got the money, then go get some racks. I was just broke, now I'm speaking on facts. Rolling them up, then we spoke on the pack. Yeah. Yeah, busted the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm slutting your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringing some more out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Color the plug, you know I need more ounce. Spend a little rest when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the fucking young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga, come show out. Show out, show out, show out. Need bail bonds, cause we screaming out red run. Yeah, you know that's a shed, son, leave his head gun. I just bought me a red gun, throw it out when the feds come. Now I'm traumatized, cause they know that we really slide. Give a fuck if a body dies. I'm from 9 to 5, now I get it like 9 to 5. Doing me just to stay alive. I'm in Jordan 4 when I pull in the kick, though. Kicking shit on the 10th floor in the penthouse. Nigga, this ain't no rent house, she want different and hit now. Shit in the blitz now, and my niggas gon' take down. Rob his ass, is a shakedown. They gon' hate now, cause they know that I'm great now. She want me, it's too late now. I can't fuck with these niggas, I got social distance. Look at my neck and my wrist, it be hitting. Running the racks with my brothers and split it. Popping shit Christian Dior when I'm kicking. She minded me, I'm just minding my business. They wanna start it, I might as well finish. Load up the chopper, they just wanna hear. It's a rap, bitch. Bustin' the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm sluttin' your hoe out. I got some rats and I'm bringin' some more out. Keep my tool, young nigga can't go out. Double my cut, yeah, I pour up the 4 ounce. Call up the plug, you know I need more ounce. Spend a little rest when I went to the hoe house. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. Don't touch me, young nigga might show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the talkin', young nigga come show out. Show out, show out. I ain't with the beef, young nigga come show out. Show out, show out. Show out, bustin' the tires, them bitches gon' blow out. Young nigga having, I'm slutting your hoe out. Double my cut, y'all pour up the 4 ounce. I ain't with the fuck, y'all nigga, come show out.
That's what's up. Hot track.
Ooh, I'm hot. Like that.
That shit hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited. To have the track. It's a hot track, and we're going to be playing it over here. I was trying to go over here to my Facebook. We did a Facebook ad. I know you say the old folks on Facebook, so the old folks. you have 2,100 views from the old folks on Facebook. And we also did an ad on Instagram. I'm not sure on the numbers on that, but we also did an ad there. And we're going to feature you on Two Factor Media blog post, media blog post. So we'll take some of this interview and some of your songs and post it on the blog on twofactormedia.com. And they really hot right now. Two Factor Media is blowing up, y'all.
Blowing yes. up big time.
Yes. And so if you're not camera shy, we may can get you on over there sometime. They do a lot of recording in Atlanta. So we may can get you linked with Two Factor Media as well. And again, thank you so very much for coming to hang out with us. And I want to give you the floor now to give your shouts out and give people your information, tell them how they can find, follow, and get a hold to you.
Y'all can follow me at the Real J4K on Instagram and Twitter. On YouTube, you can follow my music video page, subscribe at YCK space X space CMD. And I want to give a shout out to my parents. I want to give a shout out to my bros. I want to give a shout out to God. I want to give a shout out to, you know, everybody that's been supporting me from day one and that's still supporting me, haven't gave up on me yet.
That's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much again for coming by to hang out. You're welcome to stay and hang on the line if you want to, but we're done here as far as the interview, and we welcome you to come back at any time. If you got new music, shoot it to Snipe, and we'll get it over here, and we'll get it spinning for you. And if you know any other artists that may be interested in doing interviews or submitting music to the show, please let us know, and we'll get them over here as well.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Man, y'all ready for another shot?
It's our fourth season finale.
We got to get it right.
I didn't have four already. Y'all slow and late.
Right.
You didn't have four already. Y'all late.
No. Yeah, we know when you get drunk.
No. Whatever.
Okay, so DJ Sergeant Rock was supposed to be here for the Trill blog. Oh. And I don't know where he is, what happened with DJ Sergeant Rock, but it's not like him. And if I go over tonight after we get off this call and I call in that group chat and
the
he pops
chat.
Up, tonight will be the night that he goes get cussed out. It is what it is. And so, yes, with that
right.
being said, yeah, he promised he was going to come in and do the Trill blog tonight. And so
right.
I'm disappointed. Yeah, I'm very upset. Yeah. But Playground the Don is on the line, you guys. Just say hi to him. He ain't pressed the one, but I guess he don't want to come in. But
Playground,
hey,
what's
Playground.
Up?
What's happening?
Okay.
Miss you. That's the real petty P, y'all.
Okay.
Welcome to me.
He coming in,
petty
y'all. He coming in.
What's up, Playground?
What's up, good people? How y'all doing?
What's up?
Good. What's up, Ground? How are you, man?
Right. I'm maintaining, man. One day at a time.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Well, we missed you over here.
Good to
hear
you.
Yeah. Yes, no. We'll believe it. Listen, I wanted to, while I do have you on the line, I do want to get your thoughts on what just mm-hmm. happened in Minneapolis. What are your thoughts about that?
You mean the shooting, or are you talking about, like, the lieutenant? Which one, what you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the shooting with Dante Wright.
I watched the body cam footage. I got so many thoughts about it. I just think that it was a messed up situation altogether because you are trained to know that your taser is on one side and you know. When you pull your gun out of your holster, you know where your gun is. You know if you're left-handed or right-handed, what side your gun on. You probably have to snap a little button to pull it out and all that type stuff. And you saying that, you know, you thought that you was pulling out your taser and not your pistol. And then you put your finger on the trigger. The taser trigger and the gun trigger are two different things.
Completely.
So how can you say that you thought that you had a taser and you knew you had your pistol in your hand? You know, I think it's
right.
cold-blooded murder.
I think it's
an officer that feel like, well, you know, so many officers have gotten off of killing people. Let me see if I can kill somebody because that's on my mind. Let me kill somebody and see if I can get off too.
Well, I heard that this is her second incident like this. Has anybody else heard that? That this is the first time that she's done this.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I briefly heard that today, and I'm going to have to fact check that. But
I want to know that.
Yeah, I did hear that this is not the first time that she has done this. So if you're a seasoned police of 26 years or more and you cannot tell the difference between your taser and your gun, it is time for you to take your ass home and don't come to work that job no more.
That's
you don't
right.
need to work that job because if you can't
That's
tell
right.
the weight between a taser and a gun is two different weight sizes. If you can't feel that in your hand, it's a problem. And if you that scared,
motor,
sugar,
man.
You don't need to be on the force. You need to be behind the desk. You need to have a desk job because you're not qualified to be in the field.
That's
my personal opinion. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You need to be home making coffee.
So I feel like Playground said, they're on opposite sides of your body. So you know that already.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Right-handed, your gun is on the other side. Your left-handed is on the opposite side. So you see what I'm saying? You knew that.
But it's still like Tweety said, you can tell the difference between the weight. Your Glock 9 or Glock 40 with a full clip, you can't tell the weight between that and a taser? You're right. Something is very wrong. Very
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, you need to.
You
need
to
distinguish
right there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in the world
right.
you couldn't tell you had a gun.
Right. But also, why was she the one that wanted to be the one to tase him? Why couldn't the guy that was grabbing him pull his taser out of the taser? He in the inside. You know, he closer to the guy that got shot than she was.
Right.
She was just
yep.
she was a bystander for real because she was in the
yeah.
back, really, about giving orders.
Hmm. And it goes back to that same old thing. If you're too scared to be a cop, don't be out there.
True that.
That's all I'm saying about that. You're too scared, don't be out
yeah.
there.
That's good. That ain't the job for you. That's not the job.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're out here being scary, like, that's not it.
She went to
right.
her page instead of her pepper spray.
Right.
I just don't get it. I don't get it. you guys, we're going to pause right here. We're going to get into some of this LJ Hollywood, and then we're going to come back, and we might play a game. I'm trying to see if we got enough people, or we may not. It's on the
We don't have I'm mad at rocking them ain't here to play the game. Because, you know, I'm coming from
right.
home.
Exactly.
You don't need to play no game. Don't need to play no game because I'm already 3-0. Matter of fact, I'm 4-0 now.
I should have ran when they said walk away. Now I'm left standing to deal with my fate. Oh, what could I have done to make this change? To make you not treat me this way? Oh, give it back.
Give it back.
I want it,
I
back.
Want it back.
All the time I gave to you.
I want it back.
I want
can dance and the one that can't dance.
All right, you guys. That was Secret Dimension Joe Vaughn. Rolling like a pussy roll. All right. That's what's up. All right, you guys. I am tired. Ms. Mack is tired. Everybody is tired. And we have come to the end of our season 4 finale show.
Yes.
And we're going to see you guys in 2 weeks. We're going to be gone for 2 weeks, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for season 5.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. So I want to open up the floor to you guys. Is there anything that you guys want to say before we leave tonight?
Y'all two need to take y'all drunk asses to sleep, because I know y'all drunk and tired. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should never take me out messing with us. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's been a great season. You know what I'm saying? Working with all of y'all. Y'all all funny. I ain't going to lie. And we're going to keep riding this whole way till the whole world is on our back. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So let's take another shot.
No, I ain't taking no more shots. I'm done with y'all for tonight.
I'll be. Come on, tonight.
Come on.
Damn, you know I ain't no drinker.
I'm trying to go straight to sleep. You hear me? All right, you guys, we have done that. And we out this regular ass people. We'll see y'all in season 5.
Peace.
Holla.